Namaste. My name is Will Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak perfect parents. So after a research in Germany, 95% of the mothers thought that they are perfect mothers. Okay, what for a nonsense. We don't need to be perfect as parents. We need to be loving and forgiving. That is all. Another mistake is also that we think that we have our child under our control. If you put a seed in a soil from a tree and perfect soil and so on, and the tree is growing, do we have the tree under our control? Which branches, how forms the trunk, how big it become? We cannot know anything before. We have just only this little seed. And for many people like me, it's very exciting just to try out this seed and what comes out of the seed. And if I would known it before, I wouldn't have no interest to plant just a small seed. And if we see how many components have a human being, so we can expect very much, but it is beyond of our imagination what our child become, and that is good so. And for sure, what have we under control? Even not our own life, how we should have under control the life of our child. We cannot forecast the circumstances and so on. And then one of the best mistakes is that the parents want to be the perfect parents, and then they swear the same. They never beat up their child. They will always serve their child. This doesn't help us. Think over. It just becomes a burden for ourselves, this loss. What we think our principles. The child is wild, it wants to prove out, prove something, and so on. And we are looking, this is rules, this principle we have to keep. No, not. Then we put ourselves under tension, and I've seen it again and again. That the first, the perfect parents becomes the worst parents because they are too much under pressure, they cannot enjoy their life anymore, they see how many failures they are making by themselves, and then they are watching only the failures of their child and thinking for all the things are responsible. How can we love somebody if we are always under pressure, if we are under anxiety, depression, under anger? Is it not better to be happy as parents, and then to love the children is much easier. Instead of all these huge principles what we have inside of ourselves, but never will work out. My father had also huge principles for his fatherhood, and he was a total failure. So, and now I want to make it a little bit harder for you. Is it really so, if we beat up our child, that we destroy the personality of the child and so on? So I've lived 10 years in India, and in our ashram had been always families, and I've seen beating up so many times, and still the children had been happy. And then Mata Amritanda Mai or Amma said very simple, no? If she would beat up an Indian and abuse him like crazy, after half hour this Indian will come back smiling. And if he is looking angry on a Westerner, this means of an American or European, 3 weeks he will suffer like crazy. So the beating up is not the problem. The problem is what the child is making out of it. And if we give our child love, the child thinks, okay, this was bad, okay, not the perfect parents, and still has his fun. The most important thing is the love. What's it in the Bible, the Ten Commandments, in the Roman letter? Love is a true commandment. And the other 10 commandments are then not important anymore. Or the Beatles, all you need is love, love, love. And this is the most important thing. And then the other thing is that parents want to mold their child to become that and that. It's a burden for the child, it's a burden for the parents, because if the child is becoming something else, not the same thing, so I should become a great businessman. Okay, this is a joke. I hate money. Okay. So what is? It never had worked out. So I became an engineer after the meditation master, for sure a nightmare for my parents. For them was money and power, everything in life, and love was not important. This is also not working. Support the child to become what the child like to become, and let your child the freedom to choose what is the best for themselves. When it's against the nature of the child, against them, then you can say, okay, this is not working for you, how is it that? But still that you remain a friend of them and not pushing them in one or in the other direction, because you like that the child become what you think is the best for the child. And this more, many of the time, not the truth. Okay. Thank you very much that you have seen this video, and bye.